And we do welcome you back into the post-game show here on KRX. We're joined now with the head coach of Warren Alvarado Oslo, Casey Pearson. Coach, I always like to just start with initial thoughts from that one. I mean, I'm sure there's some good things, but overall, just maybe not quite enough to come away with a win here tonight.
Yeah, it was. Did I speak in this? Okay. Yeah, you know, it was ugly. I would say it looked like a Monday game. Girls didn't come out shooting well, but also our defense was down. And that's the first time I've said that all season, that our defense was down. So I don't know what it was, you know, whether it's a Monday game or coming off of four games last week. No excuse for it. We can always control our defense. So that's what sticks out to in my mind the most.
You know, your seniors maybe didn't score quite as much early on, but then they did start to get it going there late. And on the flip side, Hannah Peterson, she did keep you afloat in that first half, made some shots. So you did do some things well offensively. What was the difference between when you were scoring and when you weren't? Why wasn't it working at times, I guess?
You know, I'm not sure. As far as our offense, it's up and down this entire season. So it seems like if we miss one or two shots, our confidence just goes in the tank, and we can't get it back. Usually, our defense can keep us in it, but Sacred Heart did a good job of playing tough defense against us, and also taking advantage of it and scoring on their end.
Now, you've played five games, like you said. You played four last week, then you get a Monday game this week. I don't know what your schedule is like the rest of this week, but will it be nice to maybe have some time to practice, get back to the drawing board, and maybe give them a little bit of a breather? Because five games in a short amount of time, I'm sure that does start to wear on them a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I did tell them in the locker room after the game, we got two practices now before we play Grigola Goodridge, and then we play RLCC. And then on Monday, again, we play KCC. So we have three games in a row after that, after these two practices. And it will be nice to be in our gym, just practice, run through a few things that we've been keeping notes on where we need some improvement. It'll actually be good to practice.
It's always a good thing. Lastly, I guess I would ask for you, I don't know if you've talked to him yet or if you're going to, or if you'll just wait till tomorrow, what will be the final message about this game to them before you do finally move forward?
You know, I think our energy was down tonight and our defense. Not that, you know, there's things that we have to work on our defense, but I think for the most part it was just playing together. It seemed like at times we were working against each other, which isn't our normal pony defense. So it's mainly probably a conversation, and then we'll move forward. And, you know, and as far as the shooting, the offensive side, we just tell them shooters can't have a conscience. They got to keep shooting through it. And we do have some good shooters on our team. So it's just to, you know, we'll get into the gym, regroup, go through some things, and hopefully, you know, the rest of the week goes our way.
We appreciate the time. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
It is the head coach of